Shalom, everybody. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that on the seventh day of Pesach, the Torah reading is from Parshas Beshalach, and the Haftorah is from Shmuel Bet, Perek Chaf Bet. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that Gemara that the reason we lain from Beshalach on the seventh day is because it's all about Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Shira that B'nai Yisrael said after Kriyas Yamsuf, the Haftorah too, he says, is about Shira, and that it's connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all this, says Rashi, both on the Gemara, and he says it also in his Peirush to the Chumash, in the beginning of B'Shalach, is because it was on the seventh day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the seventh day of Pesach, that the Yam Suf split. B'nai Yisrael walked on dry land, the Egyptians drowned in the Yam Suf, and B'nai Yisrael said, Shira, Az Yashir Moshe. And many Mefarshim ask questions on this order of events. Why was there a need for this two-step process of Yetzias Mitzrayim? We left Mitzrayim on the first day of Pesach, and B'nai Yisrael believed in Hashem then. The Torah says in Shmos, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vaya'amein ha'am, Vayishma'u, ki fakar Hashem es B'nai Yisrael v'chi ra'ah es onyam. B'nai Yisrael believed in Hashem. They heard that Hashem remembered them and that He saw their suffering. So B'nai Yisrael believed in Hashem. So what happened additionally 7 days later with the Yam Suf? And not only that, but why did B'nai Yisrael only say Shira after Kriyas Yamsuf on the seventh day and not after they left Mitzrayim on the first day? These are two questions. There's other questions about this process and about the Shira that B'nai Yisrael said, but we'll suffice with these questions for now. Many Mefarshim ask these and other questions. The Nesivos Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe of Shalom Noach Brzezovsky, who died in the year 2000, asks these questions also, and he offers a number of beautiful answers. One explanation is found in the second volume of Nesivos Shalom at the end of the second Ma'amar in the section called Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and this is what the Nesivos Shalom says. When B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that exodus came completely from Hashem. It's what they call in Kabbalistic terms Isarusa de la'ela, stimulus and impetus from above, from God Himself. It's also called dilug. There's a certain jumping, skipping over, a jumping over, like what we say in Shir Hashirim in Perek Bet Pasuk Chet. We read it on Pesach. The Pasuk says, Kol dodi hineze ba midaleg al ha'arim, mekapetz al ha'gvaot. The sound of my beloved, he's coming, he's leaping on the mountains, skipping on the hills. What does it mean, Isarusa de la'ela? What does it mean, dilug? We didn't deserve to leave Mitzrayim. We were on the 49th level of Tumah, we had nothing. And yet Hashem took us out. He's like a father, and we're like his children. A parent never forgets a child. So we were taken out. Sure, we believed in Hashem then, but the Nesivos Shalom says that it was a belief that permeated the neshama, the spirit, the soul. That's huge, but it's not as powerful, not as potent as what happened at the Yam Suf. What happened at the Yam Suf? At the Yam Suf, Hashem said to Moshe in Shmot, Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Tetvav, Mati Tzakelai, Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'Yisau, don't cry out to me. Tell B'nai Yisrael to start walking into the sea. And that's what B'nai Yisrael did. They took action. They started moving. The impetus came from us. And this is what's called in Kabbalistic terms, Isarusa Dilatata. Stimulus from below, initiative and action from below, from us. And with that kind of action, the Nesivos Shalom says that B'nai Yisrael received a level of Emunah that was not only on the level of the Neshama, as it was 7 days prior when they left Mitzrayim, but a level of Emunah that permeated the body, the physical, their whole body, their whole physical existence was touched by this high level of Emunah. And that's the kind of Emunah that led to what the Mechilta says, that Ra'asa Shifcha al Hayam, Mashalo Ra'u Yeshayahu V'Yechezkel, a common handmaiden, our most lowly physical element, reached heights of Nevuah that many Nevi'im afterward did not see. It was that higher level of Emunah, the Emunah of the whole, the Neshama and the Guf, the soul and the body, that started with our initiative, with Isarusa de la Tata, That is what they acquired at the Yam Suf, and it was that emuna, that high level that led them to a unique shira, Az Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael. The Nesivos Shalom says that this high level that the B'nai Yisrael were on then is something that we can all work on and we can work towards, not only on the seventh day of Pesach, but all year round. B'nai Yisrael went into the Yam Suf, Bayabasha B'toch HaYam, and we also hear that B'nai Yisrael went in B'toch HaYam Bayabasha. Even when they were on dry land, it was like they were in the sea. And vice versa. It's all miraculous. It's all Hashem. And we can reach that level of Amunah anywhere we are all year round. Have a great Yontif, everybody. Good Shabbos.